modern smoker.
Early about the housing bubble, about excesses in the financial sector, and about the risks of a major recession. She doesn't have a crystal ball, but what she does have is a keen understanding about how markets and the economy work. She will be the first woman to lead the Fed in its 100-year history. And I know a lot of Americans, men and women, thank you for not only your example and your excellence, but also being a role model for a lot of folks out there.
The president has nominated Janet Yellen to be the new Federal Reserve chairman. If this comes to pass, which it probably will, not only does she become the first woman, but get ready for more quantitative easing as she would coast in as what they call a dove. We're coasting into this hour of America Tonight. How you doing out there in the nooks and crannies? Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with you as we swing for the fences. Swinging for the fences means in Washington that you're up to bat and you just keep giving the bat to the guy behind you. That's what's happened. It's tossed the baton in D.C., but it looks like there may be a plan coming sometime soon. The ice has thawed. The president is speaking to a group of congressional Republicans at the White House on Thursday. There is this idea floating around of 6 weeks of a Band-Aid, cutting a deal to fix and work the budget once we get through the fiscal crisis that's currently going on, like hitting the debt ceiling on October 17th. Paul Ryan made the Wall Street Journal op-ed pages when he released an opinion piece about what the Republican efforts should include, suggesting that the way to do this was to go after some entitlements, in other words, make structural changes, entitlement programs, to Medicare and Social Security. So then the House and the Senate would have about a month and a half to finalize a long-term budget plan and write legislation that would implement entitlement reform. So under Ryan's plan, there'd be this short-term increase in the debt ceiling, but it wouldn't be what they call clean. There would be some agreement already reached. Then they would give them time to go through what was necessary to get the goals done and through a conference committee, because remember, they have to go through all these hoops, of course. And if what Ryan calls modest cuts to mandatory spending for eliminating all or part of the sequester cuts to discretionary spending, if that happens, will this be part of this brokered deal? And John Boehner, remember, said earlier in the week, the Speaker of the House, that there would not be unconditional surrender. So Boehner, Majority Leader Eric Cantor, they met on Wednesday with the two Dems, the top Dems, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Minority Whip Steny Hoyer. The Speaker didn't say much after the meeting, but Nancy Pelosi said, "We didn't have big breakthroughs. We couldn't even agree on who requested the meeting." So this is where we're at. The Democratic caucus, by the way, met with Obama already. So now it's just the Republican group that's going up. And they're debating on what to do. There are some in the Republican Party that say we cannot get health care off the big stage, but nothing's going to happen with Obamacare. They're not going to vote to defund it. So I think it gets moved aside. And even Ryan, in his opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal, didn't really say much about Obamacare. He downplayed Obamacare. He didn't make the case for that. So raising the debt ceiling necessary to avoid upheaval in a brutal global economy. All we have to do is look what's happening in Italy. Look at their unemployment. We could take the extreme example of what we saw unfold the last couple of years in Greece, and I don't think that happens. Who wins, who loses? Do the Republicans win? Some people say, no way, are you kidding me? The Republicans were about defunding Obamacare. So they started this in the first place. Is that accurate or no? It's about trying to get justice done when something went through, when something was shoved through, and not letting that happen again. Approval ratings not good for anybody in the legislative branch or the president. The president's approval ratings really hover around 50 and occasionally jump down a little bit lower. But he's at an all-time low at this point as far as that's concerned. Gallup, that was one of the big stories on the day. Gallup releases its results of its poll, and the president is so low on the approval ratings at 38%, a number that he hasn't seen in I don't know how long. It's obvious that people are tired of dealing with this. They're tired of hearing about the government plunging us into the abyss. And, oh, what are we going to do? And how many people are going to get messed over by this? And, oh, how could they do that with the death benefits, which, by the way, they restored to the military families? It's crazy. Might be the stupidest thing of everything that happened during this. How do you not pay attention to that, know that, and not allow that to happen? I have really no words for it. It doesn't make any sense, but that was corrected at least. And little by little, some of that stuff is starting to get moved around. Some of it's moving, let's say, a moving target, which is a good thing because some programs have to be in play. You cannot, to me, ask much more of your veterans. Ones who are active military duty and ones who have just recently served. I mean, how much can you take away from these people? The answer to me is you can't afford to take any more away from them. So that was smart to pop back in the death benefits. They should have been there and should have left in the first place. So the pressure is mounting to get this done, to do the debt deal, and it looks like it's getting closer, let's put it that way. Getting a lot closer than it was 2 days ago. A lot closer. Big things on the day, Janet Yellen, that we mentioned, you heard at the top. Now vying for the Fed job. Fair or foul there. I think the Republicans are going to rough her up, but in the end, she probably gets enough votes that she needs. Larry Summers was the guy Wall Street wanted, but they didn't get him. So now she is the nominee to succeed Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke at the end of January. She's going to press the stimulus campaign, absolutely. And quantitative easing, that'll be in the bag of tricks too, for sure. I think she takes some pounding from the politicians, but gets in. Stay with us, more to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Like there is a little love, little love going around in Washington at this point. By the way, haven't mentioned much about Obamacare. We have in the past. Of course, we were all over this and have been to Washington for 4 years in a row. But now that the individual mandate kicks in, the healthcare.gov traffic has been so high on the website that it's crashing. They say they got 8.6 million unique visitors over the first 3 days, and they weren't prepared for this. What's really, really crazy is the amount of money they paid for the website. You know, people will tell you, well, that's, you know, that's what you get when you're having this kind of a website. You got to pay big bucks. Well, they paid big bucks, meaning we paid big bucks. The government paid big bucks. We paid $93 million. I'm going to say this again. $93 million for the healthcare.gov website. And they say there might be months of glitches. That's what they're saying at this point. So all these people are in a hurry to get some kind of healthcare that they think they're going to get. And all they're getting is bugs and problems. And while the site is running and open to millions of customers, they're trying to resolve what it is, but they are experiencing all kinds of problems. And I think they weren't ready for this October 1st rollout, but they were pushed forward anyway. And insurance companies knew this ahead of time, that there was problems. People were saying, don't launch this. How can you buy a product from a website that doesn't work? You can't. And then people were parked on the website and they're furious. So the interface wasn't tested or wasn't figured out right or something, or both of those problems. But it's a huge oops moment. And the fact that you'd get these JavaScript errors that would come up is ridiculous. So people trying to apply to compare insurance prices in all these different browsers are having no luck. No luck. And I spoke to a developer today who said, oh, yeah, that website's a mess. Are you kidding me? Usernames, passwords, put in family members, you'll never get them in. The site freezes up, and then it's the backup, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting, which is too bad because there's some people that think they're going to get some good health care coverage, need it, want it, whatever. And they can't even get into the system, right? And then there's this thing of, let's hope that your information doesn't get hacked. So is it volume? Is it the capacity they have? I don't know. But the company, CGI Group, hasn't said anything. But they were paid in 2011 $93 million. And they think these problems could last all the way through December. So think about how many people have to enroll before January or get fined. I don't care if they're getting fined $90 or whatever it is. The people are freaked out about getting fined. So they're trying desperately to get insurance if they can afford it. And that's the whole thing, trying to figure out if they can afford it. What about kids? You know, it's a mess. Now, you expect problems in the beginning of anything, but because this goes to the same thing that we keep saying about the government, period, over and over again. A government that just reacts to things. Why are we never on the front edge of something? I get that things aren't 100%, but we're not even at 80%. It's insanity. It's like the budget. Oh, we know we have this October 1st deadline, but we're going to ignore it. And then we're going to spend so much time on it, we won't pass anything else because we're just focused on getting the government back on its feet. So all that unfolds. And then you see what happens with Obamacare when they roll it out. This was, you know, if I'm the president, this is my legacy. This is what I say is my crowning jewel. I want it to be smooth. So I'm spending $93 million of taxpayer money, and that's what I get. Sure, there might be problems, but the kind of problems they're having that could linger for a while, that shouldn't be, not for that kind of money. Hopefully they attached some kind of a disclaimer. If it completely blows up, they have to get their money back, or at least some of it. So we've got the short-term debt ceiling increase probably happening, meetings going on. We have the Federal Reserve Chairman, who might be Janet Yellen, getting approved or disapproved. She might not make it further, but it's doubtful. She probably just gets beat up in the end. And then you've got a couple of other things happening, like a big moment, because we railed on this on America Tonight for a long time. We are cutting military aid. All the cash money, the cash assistance to Egypt, we're cutting it for now. We give them about $1.5 billion every year. $1.5 billion. But because of some things that are happening, the chaos that's spreading in Cairo, that money's not there. And we've already suspended the delivery of four F-16 fighter jets to Egypt and canceled the military exercises we normally would do. And it's interesting because the U.S. and Egypt quite often have relied on each other. You know, the United States gets permission to fly over Egypt to supply troops in the Gulf. And it allows also the U.S. to move through the Suez Canal, without any kind of a delay and cooperation. So how many things will be altered because of it? I would think a few things would be altered. That wouldn't be shocking to me. But the good news is that the money issue, the money, cutting off some, but cutting off some, not all, because strategically it's not looking good. It's not looking good. Once Mohamed Morsi was kicked out, the president knew, ooh, the jig is up at this point. And the Muslim Brotherhood and who's coming in, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But we are going to continue to provide parts for equipment coming from the U.S., training, education, all that stuff. Thousands of spare parts for American weapon systems used by Egyptian forces have been shipped. Armored bulldozers for border security, radars, missiles, that kind of stuff. But cutting off some of that aid is still a very, very big deal. And they're going to reevaluate constantly moving forward, but it's going to create some friction, and that's in the what happens with the first democratically, wink wink, elected Egyptian president. What happens with a little bit of the cutoff of the money? The U.S. is going to withhold delivery of upscale military systems, cash assistance, until they see credible progress is made. What's credible progress? What we deem to be a democratic election process? Who steps in? The one good thing, and this should always happen, is the U.S. is still providing health and education assistance, some money to help Egypt secure the borders. Because you look around their borders and they're not a lot of friendly sights. But a little bit of a freeze is, I think, a very big, big warning. A huge warning. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight. And a couple of reminders when you tune into our next show, our cheap movie review. There's a big movie out, Captain Phillips, that I want to see. Tom Hanks stars in it. So I got a little sneak of that for you and a couple of other movies, too, as well. And we'll get ready to send you into another fabulous weekend. We hope, anyway. I think this whole debt ceiling thing wraps up by the beginning, most likely, of next week or the very end of this week. Somewhere in between, maybe, lies the answer. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. One of my favorite segments, about to head your way next. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Hey, Dad!
All right, I'm going to lead off, and I got so much mail on this, I cherry-picked some really good ones. We're going to Missouri, Illinois, and Florida. Listeners had some dumb things they shouldn't have done. Here's the dumb thing that I shouldn't have done. You know that Mahalo, my dog, is my best friend, just like your pup is your best friend. But I don't know if you have this problem or not. Mahalo likes to do everything he can with me. He doesn't like it when I leave the house. He wants to be with me. So quite often I find that he is, well, as some of you could relate to, a traveling companion.
Do you want to go for a ride in the car? You do? Well, let's go for a ride then. What are we waiting on? Let's go for a ride in the car.
One problem when you take your dog in the car. Here's the thing. I have a golden retriever, and, you know, there are dogs that don't shed, but he sheds a little bit. And for some reason, I don't know why, I just didn't put anything back there. I didn't put any kind of cover or anything. And I have a clean car. It's the seats actually aren't leather, right? So I just didn't think about the hair, and I had to pick up a couple of people from the airport, and they came out wearing all black. I didn't think anything about it, right? Driving, taking them to their hotel, get out of the car, helping them with stuff, and man, suddenly they are covered in golden retriever hair. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I hope you enjoyed your ride. Sorry about the hair on your slacks and your shirt and your sports coat. So I found this cool thing. My pal sent it to me called Sticky Sheets, just in the nick of time. And you should check out these seats, these sheets, man, for your seats. It's a big sheet. You stick it on the sheet, you rip it, and then it pulls up all that hair. And that's exactly what it did. So pet hair is one of the big uses for it. It's very, very cool. So the timing could not have been better. In fact, I've already had a couple people ask me about it, so I'm just going to tell you. StickySheets.com, go there and you can check it out for yourself. But it's like for places where there's pet hair and all kinds of lint and things that get all over the place, you know, when you have those big areas. So that was very timely. Too bad I didn't have sticky sheets before I picked up two people that were pretty important to me that were wearing black clothing and Mahalo had just traveled with me. So that is a dumb thing that I shouldn't have done. I should have checked the seat. I didn't realize that there was dog hair on it. This one comes to us from Sue in Missouri, and she says, Miss Kate, I had the fortune to have a friend who did pretty well and retired and decided that she wanted to see Europe and she wanted her friend to go with her, so she paid for me. I only had to pay for a few incidentals, so how cool is that? And we had a great trip. We went to Italy, we went to France, we went to England, you name it, we were there. We went to about 7 different countries. So I gathered up wine to take home with me. I should have shipped it, I suppose, but I didn't even think about it. I had it packed in my little carry-on bag. But what is the problem with that, Miss Kate? You cannot take wine through the airport onto your plane. So I could have waited for about 2 hours, because that's how long the line was, to try to mail it back, but we were in a hurry. I had to ditch 6 bottles of wine that I had picked up along the way. I was so sad, but it was my fault. What a dumb thing I shouldn't have done. Yeah, Sue, I got a tip for you. It's called put the wine in your luggage. Wrap it up tightly or in a wine skin. That's what people do. I suppose you're not supposed to do it, but that's what people do. They even tell you at wineries in other countries, or even if you go to Hawaii, to do that. So that's how you get it back in. And that, I'm sure it was sentimental reasons for the wine, because wine is so cheap in those places, but now she lost it all because she didn't stick it in her luggage and wrap it up. John in Illinois, he has an interesting one, and it's, you know, actually, John in Illinois' dumb thing made me think not to do the same thing. How many people listening to America Tonight have, like, shoes in the garage where you're going to mow the lawn, or you're doing weeding, or you're working on some other project, you know, you're building a tree fort or whatever, but you have your old shoes that you use or work boots in the garage? Well, John in Illinois says, Kate, you will not believe what I did. I have a pair of work boots in the garage that I use when I mow and trim, and when my wife jumps on me to do various things like rebuild part of the fence, and it's all good. But when I go in the garage, I take off my other shoes and then I put on the work boots. Lo and behold, the garage had a spider problem. There was a brown recluse in the bottom of my shoe. I was bit by the recluse. Yes, it's true. Not made up. I had no idea. I had a weird thing on my foot. Was panicked. Had no idea what that was. Went to the podiatrist's office, and apparently that was it. They were able to treat it. I still have a funky, weird little hole-ish thing in the bottom of the foot. So be careful if you do the same thing. You know, I do that. I mean, I do have a, you know, pair of like, hiking, short hiking things in the garage, and I'll make sure that I check for spiders or other things in it. Ooh, that is creepy, to say the least, plus dangerous. Those brown recluses, I think, I don't know if you can die from it. You might be able to die from it. I know they're bad. My brother had one. I might have told the story before in America Tonight, and pardon me if I am repeating myself, but he had one that hit him in the face when he was sleeping. He didn't know it, and it kind of made a tiny little mark, and that's what it was. He went to the doctors, and that's what it was, and there was some kind of treatment for it, too, and he was fine, but it's scary, I think, that all of a sudden you have no idea, oh, there's this crater in my face, and some people get it so bad that, I mean, the spider bite, it's just like, boom, their skin is wrecked. I mean, it's I can't even describe it. I can't even look at the pictures of it, but I've seen some of the pictures of it, and I think that's brown recluse or black widow or some other variety of spider. All right, here's one from Joseph in Florida. I think some people may be able to relate to this, and it's a real bummer when you do it. But Joseph says, Miss Kate, I have a convertible. Now, it's an old convertible, but it's cool. It's fun to drive around in it, and it's one of those Sebrings. And Sebrings. I think I've been in one of those before. Anyway, he says, I forgot to put the top up, and I was in a restaurant and didn't even think about it, thought the top was up. And in the meantime, my car is in the parking lot during a terrible rain shower getting soaked. I am not fooling. When I got out, I didn't even realize it, went to the car, went to get in as I was running with the coat over my head, and had no choice, got in the car, sat in a puddle. It was like I sat in a bucket. It was pretty bad, and I had to get the whole thing cleaned out. It was almost as though I were driving in an aquarium when I was driving home. Oh, that's bad. When you have a convertible, convertibles, I think, are very cool, but you guys know this. You have to remember the whole idea of the weather can, depending on where you live, he lives in Florida, and it can change on a dime. They have those, you know, those little rain showers where it just rains for 20 minutes and then it's gone, and sometimes it rains heavy and then it's gone, but they've had a lot of rain there lately. You just have to remember that you have to put that top up. You have to put it up. Otherwise, that's what happens. That happens with the thing with convertibles that can also happen is the leaks. People don't realize with the back and the forth, depending on how old it is and what kind of convertible we're talking about, where you can get a leak in the roof. And if you have one of those, well, good luck because you're still going to have water. I mean, water is going to seep in. You're going to have a problem with it. You know, there are some things attached to a convertible that can kind of, I think, dissuade you from getting one because of stories like Joseph's story. Well, what's he going to do? He has to drive home. I mean, suppose he could have put the top up, left the car there, got a taxi, went home, come back in the morning. I mean, but what's the difference? He lets the water out of the car. He's still got to deal with it, and you might as well just deal with it head on. Although the driving would have been scary to me, and with a bunch of water in it, that can also be dangerous too, because you could flood it out even from the inside. But I bet it wasn't cheap to clean that whole thing either. By the time you take it to a car wash, get it done, probably had to get it detailed depending on what kind of seats they were. Ooh, he gets the award for, I think, the dumbest thing. I might have come in second, I don't know, with the dog thing. Not realizing, just totally oblivious. Boom. Oblivious to the fact, oh, yeah, you have a dog, and the dog's tooling around with you in the back seat. And, you know, my car's clean. I don't throw a bunch of cans, a bunch of trash and stuff in there. But not so clean when you think that somebody gets in, and then they're suddenly covered in hair, you know. And it just reminded me, like remember the chest hair Steve Carell had on when he was in that movie, The 40-Year-Old Virgin? That's what the people look like, but it was dog hair when they came out of my car. Oh, humiliating. Hang with us. We're going to introduce you to a couple of really cool people with an interesting brand next here on America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest-growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
I shoot the mass up to my head. It gives me a position.
Really excited about our next guest, husband and wife team, who actually founded the Barefoot Wine brand. You know it. And they've also got a book out called The Barefoot Spirit. It's on the New York Times best-selling business book list. And what's very cool about these two, and so unique, and the reason why we're bringing them on America tonight to introduce them to all of you around the country, if you haven't heard of them, and the thing that's, like I say, very unique is the fact that they're speaking all over this country to college campuses, to people far and wide, and teaching in these colleges, in their talks, entrepreneurs, that you know what the secret is to becoming the next Mark Cuban? And I'm certainly very familiar with Mark Cuban. As you all know, I used to cover the Dallas Mavericks. Or Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook fame is really coming to grips with your passion and the profits from that. So money with a mission. And I love this idea. They were out in Florida, and we managed to get some time with them. And I want to welcome to the show Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. As I said, the Barefoot brand, the Barefoot Wine, is their baby. Guys, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing terrific, Kate. Thank you for that great introduction.
Yeah, thanks, yep. Kate.
Bonnie, so you're spending a lot of time with Michael, obviously. What an interesting couple, and 1,500 miles in Florida, all those speeches. And when you go and do them, how do you feel you know, the connection you're making with these students. How do you feel about that connection? Obviously, you must like it, not to put words in your mouth, or Bonnie, you wouldn't be doing it the way you're doing it. What do you get out of this?
It's totally energizing. I know that I learned a lot about being a business owner and growing a business and marketing, and it is such a delight to be able to share it with these students, and they're so eager and ready to go out there and try their new idea. We've learned so many things over the 20 years that we had in business growing the Barefoot brand. Now that we're speaking together, yes, we've spent a lot of time together, and we kind of like it.
I love
now,
that.
So far, so good.
That's a good answer. All right, so Michael, how did you and Bonnie dream this up? Not your brand, but how did you dream up the idea of, hey, we love what we did, the whole passion thing. We look at other entrepreneurs who have had successes. What made you decide to let's take this show on the road and let's go and influence some people?
Well, you know, Bonnie and I have been together for 30 years, and we never had any kids. But we wound up, you know, babysitting other people's kids and were aware of other people's kids growing up. And then we had a business, and we were hiring people who were really about the age of any kids we would have had. And so we mentored them and helped them and answered their questions. You know, why do they call it duct tape? And you know, why is the sky blue? And any question they'd ask us. We spent a lot of time explaining it to them, and we really gained a lot of rewarding feelings as a result of that. And so when we sold the business in 2005 to the largest wine company in the world, we said, what are we going to do now? And then we got hit with a huge recession in 2007, and we thought, gee, these young people right now, they've got to take a good look at self-employment as probably the only form of employment because a lot of those middle management jobs are just gone or offshore. So we got the idea because everybody's been bugging us for years. You got to write a book. You got to write a book. So we finally broke down, stopped procrastinating, and wrote the book. And so then we decided the best way to do it would be to write the book for people who are like 18 to 24 years old to encourage them to start their own businesses. And then we started getting invited on the road to the colleges and universities to speak to the kids. And we started doing that. And we went out there to inspire them. But I'm telling you, Kate, they inspired us.
Yeah, how cool is that? I love that. As Bonnie said, the energy that you're getting from all of these kids that you're touching. Do you think, Bonnie, that this is actually a great time to be an entrepreneur? So much focus on that, so much focus on going it your own way and creating things instead of working for a company. Do you think it's a good time?
It's absolutely a good time. One thing is there's not as many options to be working for other companies. Let's be frank about that. A lot of students are studying hard and learning business and being coached by people like us that have been entrepreneurs and been through it. Those kind of studies were never available to us. So this is an opportunity, and with all the information age that we're in, and money is easier to borrow, the interest rates at least are lower. So there's a lot of reasons to go into business now, but I think mostly it's that there's so many resources available to people, like Michael and I talking and sharing our successes and our problems.
There you go. I like that. We're speaking with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. They founded the Barefoot Wine brand, as I've mentioned now a couple of times, and they're speaking all over the country, really, at college campuses and talking to a lot of these young entrepreneurs as they will go out and strike it on their own, many of them, about combining profits with passion. Michael, what is it about that? You know, I used to say this, that I'd meet people who would tell me they were going to be so rich. They were going to be so rich, but they had no game plan. Then I would meet people that would just be glowing with passion about whatever it was they were involved in. And wouldn't you know, the people that had the passion were the ones that ended up really with the money.
Well, that's because what it takes to end up with the money is a lot of tenacity. I mean, you get pandered to every day by all of the press and the media that want to give you this idea that there's all these overnight sensations, internet millionaires. And so a lot of the young people think, oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a fortune. But it's really a get-rich-slow scheme. I'm sorry. And that means that you've got to get out there. You've got to stick to your passion. You've got to love what you're doing. You've got to love it so much that even when you're faced with roadblocks, even when you're faced with abject technical bankruptcy for years, that you keep on going. You have to believe that there's a solution. You're not going to find the solution unless you believe it's there. And you have to be able to inspire the people that work for you and the people who buy from you and everybody on the whole distribution chain. And that's what the Barefoot Spirit is. It's the spirit behind the Barefoot brand. This is a brand that is the number one wine brand in the United States. And when we started it, we never advertised. We took it up to become a national bestseller with no advertising. We just supported our passionate desires to support worthy causes and nonprofit organizations that were close to us in our heart.
Bonnie, what would you say, what would you tell and what do you say to some of these kids is the toughest thing? Michael talked about tenacity and that obviously you have tough times and you got to keep digging that well. What would you tell the kids or what do you tell the kids are a couple of things they need to keep in mind when they strike out on their own?
Well, when people start off, they're going to be making a lot of mistakes, and that's normal. It's part of the learning process, so don't be afraid of that. But do it in a small area. Don't try to go national with something or have plans that are bigger than a territory that you can actually drive around in and meet your customers, know your end users, understand the distribution system all along the way. And when you're talking to people face-to-face on every level of business, then you'll be able to understand a lot more about your product, about what your customer wants, about the distribution requirements and the retail requirements, if that's the way that your product is sold. And you'll be able to make your mistakes and go through your learning process in a small area that you can really control. And that's a good way to start off.
Yeah, there you go. Michael, the happiest of all the collaborations, obviously your marriage, but of all the collaborations between you and Bonnie, what was your most exciting moment as an entrepreneur?
Well, I think it was when we traded debt for bottling services and wine from a bankrupt winery and had a couple of $100,000 worth of wine and bottling services landing in our lap. And we decided to take over the debt. We decided to go out and sell it. And we had no idea what we were doing. And we took a look at our laundry room and we said, well, let's make that an office. We can't afford a washer and a dryer anyway. And so we moved into the laundry room and we started Barefoot Cellars. It was very exciting, that beginning.
Did you ever imagine, Bonnie, that, as Michael said in the beginning, that Barefoot would explode the way it did?
Funny you should ask. I really did. Believe it. I felt that it was going to sell a lot of wine. I just had a feeling about it. And I saw that it was very approachable and it was fun. And I felt that the market was really ready for that. I know I was. I was ready for a wine that was approachable and something that I could remember, something that I could pronounce. Thank you very much. And also something that was of a price that we could, you know, that people were willing to pay. So that was pretty exciting.
Well, you two have been a delight. I know you're probably exhausted. You're probably enjoying some of your wine right now and kicking back outside of San Francisco in your digs. We won't disclose the location, but somewhere fabulous. And if you want to learn more about Michael and Bonnie, you can go to barefootwinefounders.com. Guys, you were terrific. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks a lot, Kate. This was fun.
Thanks. You guys are terrific. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Science is the new art. Database is day-to-day. Keep spreading cheap smarts. Hustle, make the data pay. I could be in Valley Way plus ecology. Tell from my avatar that I'm most definitely
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.